معزز حاضرین محفل، ہر قوم اپنے لباس اور حیثیت سے پہچانی جاتی ہے، اسی طرح مسلمان داڑھی اور ٹوپی کے ذریعے سے پہچانے جاتے ہیں۔ اسی عنوان کو مکالمے کی شکل میں پیش کرنے کے لیے میں دعوت دیتا ہوں عربی سوم کے طالب علم حافظ بلال، عربی چہروں کے طالب علم حافظ لقمان، اور عربی اول کے دو طلباء سید معاذ اور عبد الحادی کو اس پر تشریف لائے اور مکالمے کو پیش
People used to think we're weird as doing those things, so he got rid of them.
What did you get out of that?
People respect us now. Anything bad happens, they don't blame us for it.
No, bro, it's not like that. You've been brainwashed by society and modern culture to think like this about a religion. To keep a beard is sunnah, and whoever destroys the sunnah is a fasiq. And trust me, even if you're successful in this world, you will not be successful in the afterlife.
But no one in my high school wears a kufir or keeps a beard, man. And plus, I have a part-time job, and my boss doesn't let me wear a kufir or keep a beard.
Bro, Allah takes care of all our needs. In addition, you have your First Amendment right to practice your religion freely. Nobody can stop you from keeping a beard. Plus, if you keep a beard, it will leave a strong impact on people. They will think you're a strong follower of your religion. I mean, look at the Jews. Even though they are a minority, they wear their kippahs and tzitzis with such confidence.
Wait, what in the world is kippahs and tzitzis?
Kippahs are the small hats that Jews wear on their head, and tzitzis are the ropes that hang out of their pants. As I was saying, look at with how much confidence they wear them. That's why they are succeeding. But what happens whenever a Muslim gets a job? We take off our dhobi, we shave our beards, and look at what doing this has brought us. Even though our religion is the best religion, and its people are never affected by anybody's dignity or position, today we've looked down on our own culture and belittled it, and now look what has happened to us. And if you pick up any history book, you ask any scholar, you read the Quran, you read the Hadith, or you visit any historic site, you will never see that a person has become successful after destroying their religious identity.
Bro, why are you tripping, man? I'm young. When I'm gonna be old, I'll keep a beard.
Listen, dude, this is a time of fitna. The non-Muslims don't want you to keep your Muslim attire. They want you to dress like them. They don't want you to keep your Islamic identity intact. But it's our responsibility to keep it intact. We should not let them define what we wear. That Shaitan has put it in the Quran, that I will teach them to change the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created things. And it also comes in a hadith that the meaning is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who shaves the mustache and keeps the beard, that is the style of the prophets. And shaving the beard and keeping the mustache, that is the style of the fire worshippers. And they are the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you try to look like my enemy, you will be my enemy. As for keeping a beard when you're old, I mean, think about it. Throughout history, people have done marvelous things, creating pyramids, to making awesome inventions that we still use today. But nobody knew when they were going to die or how they were going to die. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا تَدَيْ نَفْسُمْ بِأَيَّ أَوْدٍ تَمُونَ, that sure, but if you know if you're going to die old, then keep a beard when you're old. But imagine if you come to face to face with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking like this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see you in this state, that you would have destroyed the very same sunnah that he strives so much to preserve, that he gave so many sacrifices to preserve. Not only would this be embarrassing, but it could also be a means for your entrance into hellfire. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, a great Persian poet, once said that to be pious in one's youth is the style of the prophets, and old age even a fool won't give them his cruelty.
Hey, yo, Mawlana, stop. Calm down. All this stuff you're saying is ancient. You have to understand that times have changed, and we have to do these things to lead a good social life.
So you're telling me if idol worship, murder, and killing stealing became the norm, you would also start doing this?
Whoa. Chill down, Mawlana. Chill out, Mawlana. We would rather die than do these things you're saying.
This is exactly the same case with the beard. This culture is so powerful that it's always been around, and it's always going to stay around. Don't destroy it just for some temporary benefit. If you do that, all the Muslims will be wiped out.
Well, Asaf, what you're saying is logical and makes sense. But what benefits will I get if I do this?
You will get many, many benefits from keeping the sunnah attire. First of all, you will get lots and lots of sawab. And second of all, when you go into the streets and the bazaars, then people will make salam with you, and therefore you're going to have peace in your life. And if you don't have sunnah, the entire people might not recognize you as Muslims, and they might not make salam to you. And then you're not going to have much peace in your life. Do you want to have peace in your life?
Everyone wants peace in their life.
And another benefit of keeping the sunnah attire is that it gives a sense of awe from our presence to the non-believers. The non-believers are going to think that it's such a great religion that it covers all the aspects of life. And this will make the non-Muslims accept Islam. Don't you want non-Muslims to accept Islam? And also, if we leave this sunnah, then the people of tomorrow will look at what we did with our religion and say, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." These people destroyed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just to please the kuffar. Do you want something like that to happen?
I understand what you're saying, and what you're saying makes sense. And from now on, I will try to not trim my beard, and will try to wear a kufi, and I'll try to make people join me as well.
Hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a door for a good future of Islam and Muslims in America from this. May Allah accept your intentions, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this passion to all the Muslims. We have some gifts for you.
MashaAllah.